welcome back, everybody. It's time again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Climate Innovation Center, with quite a cast of characters today here. John Gutierrez, who'd you bring in?
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again to our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. First and foremost, let me just take a moment. It is Hispanic Heritage Month, and our podcast is being brought to you by our friends at Farmers and Merchants Bank. 116 years, zero names have been changed. The only merger we've had was combining one century with another. Here today, here tomorrow. Think safe. Think Farmers and Merchants Bank. So thank you all with Farmers Merchant Bank for celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Today with us, we have special guests from Apple One, Ms. Rose Ceccarilli.
Yes.
Manager, Educational and Career Partnership Department, and Susana Grijalva, Project Manager, Educational and Career Partnership Department. Welcome, ladies Rose and Susana, for being on our show.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Well, we're really excited to have you on our show because you all are premier sponsors of our annual golf charity fundraiser we do every day, every year, annual.
You do one every day?
Every day, I know.
Oh my goodness, this is an active chamber.
For our youth chamber. So for those of you listening for the first time, our youth chamber was started over 10 years ago. It helps the community as far as high school and college kids. We help raise scholarships for them. And so, of course, our annual golf tournament is Monday. And we're excited to have Apple One there as our premier sponsor. So thank you very much for supporting such a great program in the community.
You're welcome. It's really our honor to be able to give back to the community because we focus, our department focuses on the educational aspect, wanting to give back to the community, make sure that we find opportunities for students. We thought this was a really good, you know, project to participate in and to also to be able to be a part of. Rose will get into that in a little bit and how we help the community on that aspect. But yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to point out Susana and I, or Susie, right?
They also Susie. Susie's good.
We go way back. We went to high school together,
we
right?
We did. Century High School,
yes,
class of 92.
Right. Let's not say the year.
Oh, sorry. No. I'm proud to be class of 92, first graduating class at Century. So.
That's right. She's a centurion.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a centurion here in Santa Ana.
Yes. It's good to see that we're still, you know, collaborating mm-hmm. and working with each other in the community. And most importantly, that we're giving back to the community that gave so much to us, right?
Absolutely. And I think just being friends with you on Facebook, that's how I saw that you were always busy doing so many things for the community. It was really something that I saw your passion in it. So when I saw the flyer for the golf tournament and that the scholarships were going to be going back to the students, I thought, what better way to get involved in something so great?
And we'll jump into different areas of sure. what we're going to talk about today. But I know you got to be part of our banquet with the youth chamber, right? I mean, you got to experience. Were you there also, Rose?
I was at the last event.
Yes. Yeah. And you were at our Hispanic Heritage Month kickoff last week. So you guys have been able to see, you know, what the Hispanic Chamber is about, what we're doing in the community. But I want you guys to share with us in a moment here the history of Apple One, because I think that's important that our listeners understand. You're across the nation, right? And you're doing so much in the community. But before we get into that, I'd love to get to know a little bit about you guys because our listeners want to learn, especially like our youth chamber, mm-hmm. they want to learn, you know, how did you end up in this career? How did you get to this point? If you, you know, don't mind sharing a little bit each of you.
Sure, not at all. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah,
sure.
Please.
So grew up in Santa Ana, went to a lot of, you know, Lathrop, probably some people would know Lathrop. Century graduated from there.
I went to Lathrop too, by the way.
Junior. Yeah, I saw that too. And then I just, I worked at Mervyn's, which is no longer in Irvine, but I worked here in Irvine. And then after that, my sister started working for Apple One. And then 2 months after she did, she decided to see if I needed a job. And so I was lucky enough to get a job with Apple One. That was 27 years next month. So next month, I'll be with Apple One for 27 years.
You're kidding me.
Not at all.
Wow.
Incredible.
So. That says a lot, man.
Yes. Thank you.
Because nowadays you don't hear people staying in companies such a long time, which speaks a lot about what kind of environment Apple One is providing for its employees.
Right. When people ask me, like, how could you be there for so long? I think it's just because of the passion. It's a, it's not a public company. It's a family-owned business. They provide that one-on-one kind of management. We get to speak to the president of the company, the CEO of the company. We have a very clear line between ourselves and our management. And it's not just us, it's all of our employees. And so that kind of passion has kept me with the company for so long.
That is so great. What about you, Rose?
Incredible. Thank you, Susanna. Thank you, John, for having us. We're thrilled to be here. I think we talked a lot about community coming together, and a lot of my story is through all of those elements. I'm a native Los Angeles, born and raised in the Valley, happily. And when I attended UCLA, my first internship, I'm all about internships, which we'll go over later, but my first internship led me to my first job, which led me to a world of journalism, news, and all sorts of areas. And then through a alumni of UCLA, I learned about the Act One group position. So everything pieced together. And of course, as we all talk about, everyone we meet along in their network and everyone along, it's just a part of our story. So I've been happily part of our company. And then, you know, we were able to launch a department focused on education and partnerships. And that led us here.
Are we able to mention some of the companies you're with? Because there's some pretty big names over
Thank
there.
Thank you. Yeah, you're so great. So yes, I did work in network news. I was at ABC News. I'm here.
ABC News. Wow. I'm feeling the pressure here.
No. It was on incredible out here in New York and Los Angeles. And I did local news, entertainment journalism. But for me, in this entire journey, my favorite has definitely been working for the Act One Group, being able to give back, to launch an internship program where we focus on so many areas, and really to have partnerships such as yours where we get to do these tournaments, give back, and really bridge that whole gap between education, careers, and bringing it all together.
Well, it's just, I think it says a lot about Apple One, right? First of all, 27 years you've been there, right? And you leaving the world of, I mean, really just some big, huge names out there, right? And saying, hey, I want to be here because of the environment that they're providing, says a lot about Apple One. Let's get into a little bit of the history of Apple One. You know, if you guys don't mind sharing a little bit about that.
Not at all. And you'll probably be a little confused. Some people might be a little bit confused because we go by the Act One Group, but we also go by Apple One.
Okay.
So the Act One Group is our umbrella company. They are under the Act One Group. We have staffing entities, which includes Apple One, which are more executive search, administrative. And then we have All STEM, which is staffing in those STEM careers, technology, engineering, math, and science. And then we also have All's Well. They staff for medical fields, so LVNs, nursing, medical assistants, all of that.
So you have different divisions.
We have different divisions in our staffing.
All under the Global Workforce Solutions, which is the Act One Group.
The Act One Group. And then under that, we also have some workforce solutions companies, such as AllSource. Mm-hmm. They're international. We have call centers in, you know, different countries, Mexico, a lot of just different places to make sure that we can reach out and staff, you know, some of the bigger companies that we do business with. So, yeah, Apple One is celebrating its 60th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So,
good
for them. Founded in 1964. Oh, yes. Brett Howroyd is the president of our company, and Janice Bryant Howroyd, she is the CFO founder of Act One. So, and she is a rock star. She goes to a lot of different.
So, a woman is the founder?
Yes.
Viva la mujer.
Yes.
And she does a lot of keynotes at different colleges. They sit on a lot of boards with different colleges. And so, yeah, it's their passion behind education.
That's
and
great.
Really getting into the community that really drives our department and the company, too. And locally here in Orange County, we do have a great workforce of Apple One staffing and also Allswell in the Orange County area. It's run by our divisional VP, Lani Sharif, and they are ready to, you know, help any company staff for them. You know, sometimes it's hard to take the time to go out there and interview and post jobs and stuff. So it just makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And if anyone listening is looking for a job, step into any of the local branches out here and the recruiters can help you land your jobs.
Absolutely. Really? And they do administrative staffing. They do executive search. Like I mentioned, medical. So, yeah.
Paul, are you looking for a job?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it, but it's opening new ideas. You got any jobs for radio engineers or radio boys?
Paul wants a new job as a radio engineer.
Think you have to go to an office and see for yourself, John, and we can see what we can get you.
Rose, would you like to share a little bit about the community partnerships, the educational components that you were talking about earlier? I think the internships also, right?
Yes, definitely. So as Susanna mentioned, from the passion and love for education that stems from our CEO and president, we realized that as a global workforce solutions entity, we can really create a department which would foster all partnerships with educational institutions, partnerships with different groups, organizations within community level, and, you know, within the whole nation. So from there, our department, Education and Career Partnerships, launched, which is very unique because as a staffing agency, we have so many different divisions and so many subject matter experts. So when we work with schools and we've set up workshops and we help everyone out there, we have everything that it takes to do it. And then from there, we do a lot of partnerships where we're working with those that are being upskilled, those that are being trained. We work with different divisions. I mean, our latest working with you with the golf tournament, it's all, we have hundreds of employees that not only it's their day-to-day, but it's their passion. And as you know, we were talking about, we sit on the board of so many universities and so many commerces and chambers and organizations. So from there, we thought, why not create an area where we can bridge the gap between education and the workforce?
Yes.
And from there, Intern to Dream was launched 7 years ago.
Wow.
Yes. And we're pretty excited and proud of our program because we are, I think, one of the very few that within the staffing world has such a program. And within our exclusive internship program, we've had hundreds of alumni within 30 plus universities throughout the country. We do all schools, private, state, community colleges, and we have corporate opportunities for those that are studying more of a specialized area. We have sales within our branches, and it's a full-blown 10-week summer internship event. And it's one of, I think, you know, the company's exciting parts of the year because we're mentors and we foster the growth of each intern. And then in the end, the best part is you're at a staffing agency, so we can also land you your dream job. So Wow. Yeah, we have many.
So how do you get a lot of the corporations to, I don't know, I guess, connect with you or network with you? For any businesses out there listening, right? I know we're always looking for people that want to look for jobs, but what about businesses? How do they get connected to you all, or how do you guys build that relationship? I know as a chamber, we have a lot of businesses that listen to our podcast show, just so they can know, right?
Really, so they can reach out to any of our offices through our website, appleone.com. Uh-huh. That way they can search for somebody that's nearby.
So you already have a lot of jobs, people that are looking for jobs there that they can find.
We do. And we actually have a new feature on our website. It's called the talent search. And so an employer can actually go on there. And so it's kind of like a reverse where our talent would go on there to look for jobs. So our employers can actually go onto our website and look for employees. So they can go in there and they can post or search by what they're looking for, what type of candidate they want, where they're looking for them to live, if they need a degree, if they, you know, need a certain, you know, requirements or criteria. And then it'll pop up the names and kind of a resume of each of those candidates that fit the description. And then that way they can reach out to their representative directly.
Straight through there.
Yeah.
That's great. And then from there, they can make a phone call. They get a phone call.
They can
somebody.
Make a phone call. Mm-hmm. They
start
can contact
connecting
us.
With somebody.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I ask is because after the pandemic, right, we just hear so many businesses, especially, you know, in our chamber that are looking for more workforce, right?
Right.
Where do we find them? And, you know, where do you find the right people, right? And so it's always good to find these tools that one can trust.
Exactly.
And know that they're going to search it, easy to find, but at the same time, there's a phone call right behind it to connect with somebody, right?
Definitely. And another area where we're unique in that sense is a lot of companies that are looking for a specialized area or an alumni or someone with a certain degree, they know that they can come to us because we have that department and we have that focus and we have so many partnerships. So that when they come to us, we work with a local school or we can work with a graduate or an alumni. So it just takes it to another level of a very more specialized areas that they're looking for.
And with Apple One, too, we really stand behind our candidates. Well, through all of them, Apple One, Allswell, and also AllSTEM. We stand behind our candidates. We have some great guarantees for our employers. Of course, we do temporary. We do temp to hire. And then we also do direct hire. So if there's somebody that that an employer loves, you know, we can put them on their payroll, you know, really quickly in that regard. We do have an exclusive, it's a 550 guarantee throughout Apple One. So the employer or the candidate can be with the employee for up to 5 years. And if they find another job or if they get, if they get a promotion or something like that, they can place another person at that, in that spot for 50% off. So we do stand behind a lot of our guarantees. We stand behind our candidates. There's a lot of vetting. There's a lot of filling out applications and reference checking. And we make sure that the candidates that we send out to our clients are skilled and ready to work.
You mentioned something very important that I just realized in your industry. Verifying, right? It's so important nowadays. There's so much information out there. I don't know whether it's real or not, right? People can just post XYZ or
right,
and I'm assuming nowadays that becomes such a critical component, right?
Yes.
In vetting somebody, I would assume.
Absolutely, we go through all of the government standards. I would say we even go beyond those throughout the nation. So we make sure that we're following the strictest of the guidelines across the nation. So if we have to go by California standards because they're, you know, a lot stricter than they are somewhere else, then that's what we'll go for. Yes. We really make sure that our candidates are ready.
Yeah, we want to make sure success on both ends for our client. Absolutely. And for our candidate, because without one, the other won't work. So as Susanna mentioned, we really want to make sure that when we do send a candidate over to a business, it's really someone that could grow and stay within the organization.
Yeah, so I would imagine fulfilling to see when someone comes to you at a young age and they go work somewhere and maybe they come back and now they've grown in their job and they want a bigger, better position or higher position. You can also help them do something like that, right? Do you ever experience anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So even just through our internship program, we have a lot of our alumni, like Rose said, we've had over 100 students that have gone through our internship program. And so what Chris does, and Chris is here in the audience, he's our business
shout
analyst.
Shout out to Chris over
yes,
here.
Yes, our former intern.
In our education department.
You were an intern, Chris?
Yeah.
He was.
Wow. Yeah, Chris was our intern.
So Chris was an intern last year. He was a recruiting intern in one of our branches. So awesome. It shows you the caliber of the students that we do get into our internship program. We asked him to stay on, or Rose asked him to stay on, and he said yes, and we've been lucky enough to have him.
You can't go nowhere.
He can't. No. So it truly is what you mentioned for us, yes, especially in our department. We see it all the time because yes, we're working with alumni, current students, recent graduates, and you know, they come to us and we watch them grow, and then look, we keep our own interns. We have dozens that actually work for us internally through all the corporate divisions and recruiters.
Yeah.
I like the logo he's wearing on the polo there.
The graduation yes, cap to take it to that level. Yes, our department focuses on education, and we do have an Apple.
We'll have Chris on the camera here real quick. Show that.
Yeah,
show
we have logo. A logo with our yes, graduation cap.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, that's what we do. We focus on that.
I think young people, right? And you take them under your wing, and hopefully, obviously, you're mentoring them, and they feel like, hey, this is a great opportunity to learn. I remember when I was Chris's age many years ago, Chris. You know, I had some great mentors. I think we all can speak to that. I know many, many guests we have on the show always speak to, I mean, we had some great successful like CEOs on here. They're like, hey, I had great mentors growing up. For me, I think you remember Ms. Osborne. She yes, was one of my mentors in high school.
Yes. Still remember how yes, important that is.
The
they
teacher
shape
who
us,
played a huge role in us. Mm-hmm. I had a Coach Chapman who was a great guy who's a good mentor. And you know, in our coaches from football. So everybody needs a good mentor, right?
Yes.
So the fact that you guys have an internship program mm-hmm, where you're mentoring them at a young age and helping them see what's ahead, I think that plays a huge role in any industry, but most importantly in yours, right?
Yes.
And we actually make sure that when they're in our internship program, they go through 7 virtual but live workshops with some of our top executives in the company. Our VP of marketing does it. Our VP of sales enablement.
Like role playing? Is this like role playing?
They host
like,
yeah, workshops.
They host yes, workshops.
That's
and
great.
And, mm-hmm, and they talk about things that are not taught in the school. You know, they talk about those soft skills that people really need, that students really need coming out of college when they're looking to find a job. So we actually have another company under the Aquan Group. It's called ATIMS. They're a jailhouse management service. Mm-hmm. But the president of ATIMS, he's actually a professor at CSUN, Cal State University, Northridge.
Nice.
And we were just talking to him yesterday, and he really mentioned how his passion is, you know, to help students. He has interns every year. But he mentioned that one of the greatest skills are really the attitude to really want to learn. That a lot of those hard skills that you learn in college, those are the ones that you get in college. But it's those soft skills that it's the attitude, it's the drive that really put a person between success and in their job. So those are the things that we try to really teach to our interns before they leave.
Well, I think it's great that you all are getting involved with us in our golf tournament, because that is a lot of what our youth chamber is also involved in, right? They're involved in a lot of, we do events with them as a chamber where they get to see speakers come in like yourselves or businesses. And there's it's a great mentorship program. For those of you listening for the first time, our youth chamber has been around over 10 years. And every year we elect a whole new board. So there's a president, a vice president, a secretary, and it's their job, it's their role with our advisory group of board members to just kind of be there to help them. But it's really their job and their role to put together the mixers, the events, the panels, and bring companies in like yourselves to then collaborate with them. And so that's great that you can take people like them, mm-hmm. put them under your internship program, and they can continue that mentorship program that, in essence, we've already started, right?
Yes.
So it's like passing the baton, right?
Yeah, for us, that's mm-hmm. really what it is when it comes to our partnerships, is you're working with an organization that's going to now give you the mentors, the coaches, people to help everyone, if it's an academic setting, within any business, any partnership. So that's where we come in, and we provide the mentors, and we provide the speakers, and really help put together, you know, the workforce that we really represent, and then the future and who's going to be the next, you know, person in that industry.
Yeah. So if people wanted to reach you guys, where would you say is the best place to reach you? What types of, is it your website, your social media? What is the best way to get a hold of you guys?
We're all over, right? We're on LinkedIn, our websites, on Instagram, Facebook. We're on every platform.
LinkedIn is probably one of the most popular,
yes.
right? Because most people go there for jobs.
Definitely. That's Absolutely. Where a primary area, even for us when it comes to recruiting, I know that there's so many different areas, but, and we focus with our interns is LinkedIn profiles. That's where so many employers are looking. So of course, through our website and through all the avenues, I know right now there's so many social media platforms out there. We're constantly learning new ones as well, but really LinkedIn is a top one. And of course, our main website.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you help them with, like putting together a LinkedIn profile? Because
yes, it's one of our workshops that we host.
Important, right?
100%. The social media presence of anyone is key these days, especially when it's so primary for so many. Mm-hmm. So really teaching people what the do's and don'ts are. That's one of the workshops, as we mentioned, we do for our interns and for many of the schools that we partner with, or anyone, you know, working with you when it comes to the members of the U Chamber. We want to make sure that we help with profiles. What do people look for? And what you should not be putting on your social media.
Absolutely.
We Nowadays.
Try to help them with their personal branding.
Yes.
What you should not put on your social media.
I will emphasize that, of course, because there is a line that one must know when it comes to the professional. It's just the blueprint of everything that you represent right now is what you're posting.
Yeah. Wow. I got to go back into
No pressure, screen. But just throwing it out there. It's important.
Yeah. Well, and I think I speak for like, my son, who's in high school right now, he's a junior. As parents, we're constantly telling them, hey, watch what you text, watch what you post, watch what, you know, because it's true. It could haunt you years later.
Yes.
Because once you put it out there, it could be somebody can snap a photo of it. Someone can save a photo of what you said or whatever.
Right.
And it may not matter to him as a junior right now in high school. But like I tell my son, in less than 5 years, son, you may be in the workforce, right? Out of college, whatever it is, or in the middle of college and you're working already. So it's that's such a cool, you know, mentorship idea is just, hey, watch what you're putting out there, right?
It is. And it's also on the reverse side, you know, students and kids can really use social media to kind of start doing their personal branding. So maybe not putting the wrong stuff on there, but putting the right stuff on there. Mm-hmm. So really using this time now to talk about volunteer opportunities that they're doing, or to really put out there, because, you know, we all know employers or possible future employers are looking at LinkedIn profiles and mm-hmm. looking at social media profiles. So it's a good time to really use that to their advantage. Mm-hmm. So not think about it as a disadvantage, but think about it as an advantage to start doing their personal branding.
Right. How to add that to your resume. What are things that you do in the social media areas that could possibly help brand yourself? If you're straight out of school and you have internships under your belt or volunteer work, how can you add that into your resume and your portfolio?
Absolutely.
Paul has a question over here.
Sure.
How about podcasts? You got to be peer in podcasts here.
Yeah. Podcasts are huge.
I got to put a plug in for podcasts.
100%. Yes. No, we know the future, and our own organization is all about podcasts, and we're really honored to be here today.
Absolutely. I think today everything's about platforms, right? What kind of platforms we can provide, what type of education or communication. And people, a lot of times when I'm out in the field, will say, you know, what does the chamber do for you? What, you know? And I don't want to sound like a politician, but is, you know, what can you do for the chamber? I don't, you know, usually say that to him, but I say, we provide a platform. It's what you do with it, right? We provide, you know, an annual golf tournament. We provide a gala. We provide mixers. We provide a podcast. We provide
podcast.
So we provide different platforms, right? And hopefully in these lines of communication, someone out there who's listening will go, wow, I never heard of Apple One, or I've never heard of this company, and I didn't know they were on LinkedIn. Let me look them up, and let me go apply for a job there, or let me see how I can connect with them, because everything today is just what information is real and what is not, right? And what is, I guess you could say, legit, right? And so that's good to hear that you guys are constantly not only mentoring, but also verifying, you know, these companies or these people looking for jobs or whatever it may be, because I think that plays a huge role in bridging the gap, right?
That's what we focus on.
That's really what it's about.
Yeah, and I think you can agree too, John, also a sense of community, you know, bringing all these different areas together, providing the workshops, the educational tools, and yes, our community is your community. For us, it's all about the networking, who you meet, how we can all help each other and really work together when it comes to a common goal of success.
And that's another thing I want to extend our invitation out to your, you know, future employees or people that you're vetting, is invite them to come out to our mixers, because a lot of people don't know how to network.
Right.
They don't know how to read a room, you know, how to approach people. And that's something that we try to make, you know, we try to provide a comfortable environment or a platform at the chamber. And we had a lot of people come to us and say, wow, I come to your mixers and they're so much fun. And you just feel like a family, like a community, right? And they feel like, this is where I want to be, and this is where I want to network. And not everybody wants to network, but it's also a great place to connect and network and meet people. So definitely, I want to extend that to all your people and your listeners, that you know, we're here to help you in any way we can, because we really appreciate the partnership. We really appreciate you supporting our annual golf tournament, which again is this Monday coming up, October 2nd at Strawberry Farms in Irvine, where we're literally sold out. Every year we sell out, so our foursomes are pretty much all gone, and our whole sponsors are almost all gone. And so it's a fun event, great networking opportunity, and we're so excited to have Apple One. And I think many of your executives are golfing that day, right?
Yes. And as a group, we're very thrilled and honored at the opportunity to help such an important cause. And as you mentioned, now with our candidates, knowing the different partnerships we have, we open the invite to them, and thank you for that. And that's really what we do, and what makes us really passionate about that is we bring everyone together. So I really appreciate you mentioning that. And for someone listening, even a couple people might say, hey, wow, I can go somewhere, get a job, I can get trained, I can join an organization and group. So, and we can't wait for the golf tournament.
Yes, we're so excited. And just to mention too, you were talking about resources. We do have a student website. So it's our student portal. And so if you look me up on LinkedIn, I'll make sure to put something on there today that has our student portal on there.
And on our main website, actually, if you go on there, if you click on the right area under the drop-down, we have our student portal. So that portal is designed just to help with resumes, job searches, everyone that's either in school, thinking about going, graduate, alumni, just different areas. We have all the different platforms available for everyone to use.
Yes.
Yes, Paul.
Just how do they reach you? What's the website? As we come to the close here.
So to reach Apple One, it's www.appleone.com. And then if you want to reach us, our student platform, you can do that through the menu, or it's appleone.com/students.
Yeah. And you can contact us. They'll come to us, our department.
And that's good that you mentened how you spell out the website, because many people might put apple and then the one, right?
Exactly. So thank you for that, Susanna. Yeah, yes.
I know Paul's big about that. He always makes me spell out.
Absolutely. And thank you for that, Paul. No, we appreciate it.
Well, again, thank you, Rose, and of course, Susanna. You know, we really appreciate Apple One supporting our annual golf tournament, benefiting our scholarship foundation for our youth chamber. We will make sure that your guests have a good time. There's a lot of delicious food that day.
We're certain we will. Yes, Thank you, Dan.
Some great networking. And, you know, again, folks, please visit their website, visit their social media. If you're looking for an opportunity, a job, whatever it may be, if you have questions or any comments, feel free to leave them on our social media, wherever you watch this or listen to this, and we'll make the connection. We want to again thank also our podcast sponsors today. Again, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, which is, of course, has been brought to you by our friends at Farmers and Merchants Bank. So again, thank you to them. And again, continue to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. Rose, we really appreciate you, and also Susanna. I won't say the last names because I don't want to mess them all up.
Thank you for having us.
You know, but I really appreciate both of you and everything you're doing.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, Paul.
We got to give Rose a chance to fix your name that you mumbled there in the beginning. How do we say your last
name? How did we say your last name, Rose?
You said it right. It's Ceccarelli.
Ceccarelli.
Yes, okay. It's easier said than the way that it looks, but I completely understand. You did a great job
and
with
Susanna,
it, John.
Susanna, how do we
so sorry.
You even fumbled Susanna's name a little bit here. How do we?
I know. Grijalva.
Grijalva. That's great.
Excellent job. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Grijalva. Hey, I'm trying, Paul. I'm not at your level yet.
All right,
well, ladies, thanks for being here. We really appreciate your support. Thank you all for your support. And we'll see you on Monday at
the
golf tournament.
We'll see you on the golf course. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity.
Take it away, Paul.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's BL 5.